is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. NUPES calls for clear guidelines on school latecomers pronouncement. CASC urges ACC to accept corruption perceptions index findings. And in global news, motorbike raids on villages kill at least 30 in Nigeria. The National Union of Public and Private Educators of Zambia, NUPES, has expressed concern over the Ministry of Education's directive barring schools from sending away pupils who report late for class. NUPES Executive President Victor Muyumba says while the move is well-intentioned, it requires clear implementation guidelines. Mr. Muyumba says NUPES supports government's commitment to ensuring that every child has access to education, noting that learning is a fundamental right and no pupil should be denied lessons due to circumstances beyond their control. He has, however, emphasized that late reporting pupils should face corrective measures, excluding corporal punishment, to maintain order and discipline in schools. Mr. Muyumba has since called on the ministry to provide comprehensive guidelines, warning that without clear measures, the directive could inadvertently promote indiscipline and disrupt effective teaching and learning in schools. The Ministry of Education has directed school administrators not to send away learners who arrive late for classes.
The union is concerned that a blanket directive, if not well clarified, may unintentionally promote indiscipline among learners. Without firm and consistent measures, some pupils may begin reporting at any time they feel like, thereby undermining punctuality, disrupting lessons, and negatively affecting academic performance. Schools operate on structured timetables that ensure effective teaching and learning. Chronic late coming disrupts not only the individual learner, but also teachers and fellow pupils. Therefore, NUPES calls upon the Ministry of Education to provide comprehensive guidelines. If not well looked into, this directive may inadvertently result in increased indiscipline among the learners.
Community Action Against Corruption, CASC, has advised the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, to accept the findings of the 2025 Corruption Perceptions Index, saying the report reflects the true state of corruption in the country. Organization Chief Executive Officer Bright Tembo believes the latest CPI report released by Transparency International Zambia has for the first time in 4 years accurately pointed to the status of corruption in Zambia. Mr. Tembo says attempts, therefore, by the ACC to dismiss the report as merely perception-based are surprising and has questioned why the Commission did not describe the 2023 and 2024 CPI reports as perception-based when the rankings suggested improvements in the fight against corruption. The ACC has challenged the recently released Corruption Perceptions Index by Transparency International Zambia, which indicates a decline in Zambia's fight against corruption, saying the assessment is largely based on opinions regarding perceived risks and vulnerabilities within governance systems rather than on confirmed incidents of corruption. Meanwhile, Mr. Tembo says the decision by the ACC and the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions to appeal the acquittal of Livingstone Mayor Constance Muleabai appears to be influenced by public pressure and may be intended to shift attention from Zambia's latest negative CPI ranking.
We wish to advise the Anti-Corruption Commission and top government officials to willingly accept the latest Corruption Perception Index, which has indicated that Zambia has dropped negatively in its standing in corruption fight. You know, the Anti-Corruption Commission should not play double standards in everything. If you remember, in the previous 2 years, that is 2023-2024, when the Corruption Perception Index indicated that Zambia was making progress, the Anti-Corruption Commission celebrated that, the two reports, without questioning it. But we don't know what has changed today for the same Anti-Corruption Commission to come out in the open and start lecturing Zambians that the CPI report is based on perception and it is based on opinion.
Police in Manyenga district in Western Province have arrested a 48-year-old man for attempting to sell his niece. Northwestern Province Commissioner of Police Brighton Suale said the suspect, Abibson Chilomba of Manyenga district, was apprehended on Wednesday evening following a tip-off from a local businesswoman, Joyce Kayoya. Mr. Siwale stated that the incident occurred around 19 hours on 12th February after Ms. Kayoya reported that the suspect had approached her shop looking to sell his niece. He says upon receiving the information, police officers rushed to the scene where they located and identified the suspect, a resident of Mulua area in Sikufule. Mr. Siwale says that the suspect is currently in police custody for the offence of human trafficking and investigations into the matter are underway. The opposition Citizens First on the Cape Belt has bemoaned the alleged bias enforcement of the Public Order Act, which it says is hindering opposition political parties' mobilization activities ahead of the 2026 general election. Party Cape Belt Province Youth Chairperson Ben Kabwe claims that opposition parties, especially on the Cape Belt, are being denied permission to hold gatherings until police consent is given, despite notifying them as required by law. Mr. Kabwe tells Phoenix News that this is, however, not the case with the ruling UPND, which he says gathers freely without notifying police. He is calling for fair enforcement of the Act to provide a level playing field for all parties.
More especially on the opposition political parties, it remains a challenge. Our friends, they can gather freely, those who are in the ruling party. We saw them each and every time. You saw them gathering, they have got their MPs, they have got their chairman speaking about their politics. But for us, you need to seek notification, you know, to notify the police, and waiting for them to agree to say go ahead or not. So that's where the problem is.
That Cape Belt Province Police Commissioner Mwala Yui has denied the allegations, saying police apply the Public Order Act fairly and that some opposition members are trying to create a negative perception about the police in the province.
He forwarded the notification. I don't think it's in one of our police stations here in the Cape Belt. Probably he has forgotten where he forwarded a notification. Maybe it is in some provinces, somewhere else other than Cape Belt. Because here, we are very fair. I mean, you don't live in the space yourself. You've seen how fair we are with everyone. So our fair response is that we disagree with those that want to, you know, paint us that we are unfair.
Trade unionist Wisdom Ngwira has called for improved pension payouts, faster processing of claims, and the expansion of social protection coverage for workers and retirees. Mr. Ngwira says strengthening these areas is critical to ensure workers benefit meaningfully from their long-term contributions to the national pension system. commenting on recent remarks by Labour and Social Security Minister Brenda Tambatamba that the National Pension Scheme Authority NAPSA fund has grown significantly from 67 billion kwacha in 2021.